AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Clinton is on her way to North Carolina.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
She returned to campaigning after taking a break to recover from pneumonia. Meantime, Donald Trump's doctor says he is in excellent health. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
A letter from Dr. Harold Bornstein provides details of Trump's cholesterol, blood pressure, and other numbers after a recent physical.
I feel as good today as I did when I was 30.
Trump on the Dr. Oz show pointing out he's actually 70.
Just about the same age as Ronald Reagan.
He weighs in at 236 pounds. Standing 6'3", that's something he wants to change.
It's tough because of the way I live. But the one thing I would like to do is be able to drop 15, 20 pounds. It would be good.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In New York today, Trump discussed his economic plan.
Over the next 10 years, our economic team estimates that under our plan, the economy will average 3.5% growth and create a total of 25 million new jobs.
Trump's focus is changing the tax code. Police in Columbus, Ohio say a 13-year-old was shot and killed by police. Chief Kim Jacobs says that the boy pulled a firearm from his waistband and photos show it was a BB gun.
It turns out to not be a firearm in the sense that it fires real bullets, but as you can see, it looks like a firearm that could kill you.
Police were responding to a report of an armed robbery. The officer is white, the boy black. The boy's family says they want a fair and independent investigation. The White House says Syrian President Bashar Assad is to blame for preventing humanitarian aid from getting into parts of Syria that need it the most. The White House also says violence has dropped significantly since a ceasefire went in effect, arranged by the U.S. and Russia. This is AP Radio News. Stocks remain higher. The Dow is up 176 points. The House approved a temporary ban on moving any more detainees out of the prison at Guantanamo Bay. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
There were once more than 200 detainees at Guantanamo Bay. There are now 61, and 20 of those have been cleared for transfer. The bill puts transfers on hold for at least a couple of months. Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski noted reports that two more detainees who were transferred have now returned to the fight.
Our president remains willing to continue putting a misguided campaign promise ahead of the national security.
The vote was pretty much along party lines, and the bill appears to be going nowhere, with the White House threatening a veto. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King says San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's protest of the national anthem at games is activism that is sympathetic to the Islamic State group and is undermining patriotism. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.